Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
With you here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie.
And Aria.
All kinds of crazy stuff in the news, as always. Things are really kicking into gear, as I think we predicted here on Free Talk Live. Tomorrow, of course, officially the first day of winter, the shortest day of the year, December 21st. I believe that is the first day of wintertime. And right on time, right on cue, the Western governments of the world are cracking down, they're locking down, they are mandating vaccination passports, cranking up to require boosters, so all of these things are happening.
Yeah, nobody could have known that Fauci would say that some of the measures would stay intact forever.
Except
nobody
people did
know.
We knew. And we talked about it here on the show 6 months ago and 12 months ago and 18 months ago, and people called us crazy, saying, oh, no, that will never happen. It's just 2 weeks to flatten the curve, and we're now going on, what, 3 years?
And yeah. There are certain kind of harbingers of things to come, and the biggest cities like San Francisco and New York City are, you know, leading the charge into more COVID tyranny.
And well, Keene is right behind them. I mean, Keene is doing everything he can to be the little tiny copycat of San Francisco and San Diego.
I don't know.
It's not that bad, but, I mean, if they could get their way, they absolutely would.
That's true. I mean, Keene is a leftist bastion in New Hampshire. It is not the freest city of all of New Hampshire. It is the place that you go to if you want to be... If you want to have some opposition, if you want to have a challenge.
One thing I would never thought that I would have said is that the cops in Keene are kind of the reason I think that they can't go any crazier with the mask mandates and stuff.
Because the cops don't want to enforce this, you mean?
Yeah, the cops don't want to enforce it, and the law that they came out with today, actually, has so many carve-outs, I think, just because the cops don't want to spend their time enforcing mask mandates.
And I haven't read it very closely, but as I understand it, this law is, at the very minimum, an improvement over the previous one, as this one doesn't fine the businesses for the behavior of their customers.
Correct.
It fines the individual, and presumably for the behavior of their employees as well, it fines the employee or the customer rather than the business. And that's good. You should punish the person who, quote, commits the crime.
It's better than last year, is what you're saying.
Yes, it is a very small improvement, an improvement nonetheless.
And it's not clear whether anyone actually did receive a ticket for it last year. I think that there was a few businesses that were intimidated by the code enforcement department on that.
I know of at least one was, maybe two.
But I don't think anybody actually ever got the ticket. So it never got to that point. No one ever actually had to go to court or challenge it.
Man, it makes me want to launch a business. Just I don't care. I'll sell cheap candles for Walmart for a penny over markup. Just so I can say I have a store. We're not enforcing the mask mandate. And challenge the city of Keene to really come after me over this crap.
But that's the thing. They won't do that because they know we're going to take them to court. Because we already did. You and I and a local business owner here of a local pho noodle place that previously was called Pho Keene Great. Sadly, she had to change the name of the business recently. I guess she didn't have to.
She wanted to be nice.
Like some sort of a court case with her former co-owner. And anyway, sad.
Now it's Funky Noodle or something,
Funky
right?
Funky Noodle or something. Yeah, so sad turnout as far as that goes.
I know, man. That name was glorious.
Such a great name. But anyway, so we sued the city of Keene and the governor over, because he had a mask mandate at the time. This was back in September of last year. And then finally, in August of this year, so it literally took 11 months for any kind of ruling to come out of the federal court system on this question.
I mean, how much of that was the government's fault, and how much of that was our attorney's fault, though?
It was the government's fault for the most part. I mean, our attorney filed the papers when he needed to file them, and then they just dragged their feet because... they're not in a hurry to make any kind of decision on
anything. The government's never in a hurry. It's not. Right. Their lives aren't the ones that are affected by nonsense.
Well, they've got their own nonsense going on. I mean, you can't even walk in that courthouse without a mask on.
Well, they went to
kick you out.
They went to a party the night that they decided to instate the mask mandate.
You're talking about the City of Keene
Council
this year.
Yeah.
Allegedly went to a party. We heard this through the rumor mill, and it's from a good source, I would say, so it probably did happen. So all the counselors went and partied together, I guess, after they did this.
No, there's nothing shady or suspicious about five city counselors, or 15, however many there are.
There was 13 that voted, I think, in favor. No, 11 in favor, 3 against, I think, was what the... No, 10 to 3. There was a couple that weren't there.
That's actually better than I would have expected. I figured it was unanimous. But there's nothing shady or weird at all about all of these city councilors, you know, hanging out together at a party where there's no public eye, no accountability, nothing weird
and
about this whatsoever.
How much you want to bet they weren't wearing masks on the inside?
Oh, of course they weren't. Because it doesn't apply to them. The laws never apply to the people who write them.
So, I don't know where it was. Oh, yeah, I was going to say. So, it took them 11 months to finally come out with a verdict, if you will, in the case, and it was that they're throwing the case out. I guess that's not really a verdict, but it's a thing that the court did. Threw our case out, wrote like a 24-page opinion about why they were tossing the case out, which boiled down to basically, oh, well, Ian and Aria and Malaise, they didn't actually have any kind of damage from this.
Yes, we would have had to have been fined.
We didn't get the fine, so therefore they didn't have standing to bring this lawsuit. Case dismissed. So the fact that Malaise had two of her businesses go out of business, two of her restaurants, her very successful restaurants, went under during the COVID crackdown in 2020, that apparently wasn't enough damage for this judge to
keep the case moving. Well, for it to qualify, it has to be direct damage, right? That's how the government escapes all of the accountability. You having to close your businesses because you can't bring customers in because they're terrified after 18 months of media propaganda. You can't sue the government for that because they didn't directly do it to you. But if they actually issued you that fine, oh, yeah. And that's why even though Malaise, the owner of Funky Noodle, rents from the City of Keene and never enforced the mask mandate.
That's right.
That's why they never fined
her.
They left her completely alone.
And she's still going to continue to not enforce the mask mandate. That lady's a hero.
I went to a different restaurant today of one of the people who spoke out against the mandates, and he's just closed his entire lobby. It's just takeout.
Can you even go in and order?
Not if you order online. If you order via the phone, presumably you can go inside and pick it up.
Wow, but all the tables are closed?
Yeah.
Can't eat there? That sucks.
No indoor dining. Very frustrating.
That is awful. So, but you're talking about Keene. Keene is a shadow of, you know, a place like New York City. Keene is like the worst of New Hampshire, which is, for the most part, pretty unrestricted. I mean, to the governor's credit, he doesn't deserve a lot, but I suspect it's because he's facing re-election next year. He has not reinstituted a statewide mask mandate, and he has not reinstituted, like, half of the things, or all of the things that he did during. There's no state of emergency, for instance, here in New Hampshire right now, even though the mainstream media is caterwauling about how the cases are record high in New Hampshire. They've never been this high before. Hospitals are clogging, you know, blah, blah, blah. The whole fear-mongering thing is going on hot and heavy. But for whatever reason, Sununu is just saying, no, we're just not going to do what we did last year.
It's because people have a short-term memory, and they're going to forget about 2020 and just be like, oh, our governor was a good governor, good Republican, and reelect him.
He also said a year ago that the mandates weren't necessary because in New Hampshire, we can trust one another as our neighbors to do the things that are in our best interest and that won't harm one another.
And then he put in the mandates.
No, he said this after he repealed the mandates.
Oh,
so
how convenient.
It would be very difficult for him to walk back that statement and go, oh, I was wrong. You people in New Hampshire, you're horrible human beings, and you won't be kind to one another without this mandate.
Well, I want to give you an update from New York City, and then we'll talk about New York, because these are the worst places to be as far as, I mean, California is giving it a run for its money. California's pretty bad. San Francisco, awful. New York City, maybe worse than San Francisco. But there's a mayor that has been elected. There's a mayor-elect, right? So they had an election
Is this the Bitcoin mayor guy?
This is the Bitcoin mayor guy, right?
Okay.
Like, hey, he's a cool guy, right? Cool guy. He's in a Bitcoin. No, he's not cool.
I didn't think he was. Remember, he was like, I'm going to study the issue, and we're going to see what New York City needs.
Yeah, a bunch of the New Yorkers apparently thought this guy was going to come in and undo what the previous or the current mayor, Bloomberg, has, who's an absolute tyrant, and he's terrible. Now Bloomberg's talking about canceling New Year's Eve, which already is a vaccinated-only event, but they're talking about canceling it now. Anyway, we'll tell you what this other guy has to say, because I guess he's taking office on January 1st. What's he going to do in New York City?
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phone's open if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. 1-800-260. We're raising funds for Give Directly. It is the first nonprofit that allows you to give directly to people living in extreme poverty. We're talking about some serious poverty, like you've got to walk 5 miles to get some potable water. That kind of poverty. We're specifically targeting Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya. And if you want to help some folks out, you can go to give.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is matching your donations up to a total of $30,000. And so whether you do it sooner or later, we can assist there. And we are helping Give Directly. They have delivered over $400 million in the last couple decades to over a million people who really need it. Research shows that giving cash to people in poverty can help drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. Plus, cash allows individuals to invest in what they need instead of relying on aid organizations and donors thousands of miles away choosing for them. So if that's what you prefer, get on over to give.freetalklive.com. You can help these folks out in Kenya. That's give.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls, and then we'll talk about the mayor-elect in New York City and what he's got planned. Is he going to roll back the current mayor's tyranny?
Of course not.
Let's go to Ripple in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Ripple.
Yeah, I wanted to share a conspiracy theory about the vaccines with you guys.
Sure.
And, they don't appear to work for stopping the COVID virus. And
no,
you know,
and that's what they kept telling us in the beginning was, oh, yes, this will stop COVID dead in its tracks. And now the narrative is, oh, it'll help you if you get COVID. It won't be as bad. That's what it's changed to.
Right. And we do know it's an experimental gene therapy. So why would they want to alter the genes of everyone on the planet? And my theory is that it's so they can harvest organs, so that they can make all the organs more compatible, so they don't get rejected by the host.
Is there any evidence that the COVID-19 vaccine affects people's blood types? Because that's the reason that organs generally get rejected, as I understand it.
Well, even if you have a blood type match, like the chance of rejection is pretty high, and they have to take drugs for the rest of their lives.
You really think that's what's behind this? They want to make it easier to transplant organs? I mean, that seems
like a good benevolent thing, just done in a shady way.
No, I don't really think that's, but I just thought it would be a fun thought experiment.
But what do you mean by harvest organs? Like, you think that they want to make it to where they can take the organs to do nefarious things behind the scenes, not just help people who are in car accidents or something?
Right, like the aging global elite that needs organs to try to live forever.
Yeah, I have heard something about those people like to like inject baby's blood into their veins or something. That's apparently a thing. I've heard that our co-host Mark Edge is interested in that therapy. Hey, Ripple, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, that's all I got.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. The number here is 603-283-6160. Eric Adams isn't mayor yet, this according to Bloomberg.com, but New York City's mayor-elect plans to make changes to the city's COVID-19 response when he takes over City Hall on January 1st. And you can...
That sounds promising.
Oh, no, it doesn't.
Well, it makes changes sort of suggest he's going to change course or something, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. In reaction to the rapid rise in COVID cases.
Ah, see, yes, that's the other part of the sentence that...
And hospitalizations in the city this week. The mayor in waiting pledge.
A better idea. I just want to throw this out there. A better idea than doing anything he would have done would be not to fire 20% of your hospital staff.
Yeah, that would help.
That would be a better idea than implementing more mandates. So stop firing your nurses and doctors.
Well, now, this isn't a mandate. He's got a pledge to create a new color-coded warning system. See, this is what people have needed the whole time.
I mean, it's that color-coded warning system that's kept us safe from Al-Qaeda for the last 20 years.
Right? You know what the current level is, right?
Isn't it always, like, high or something?
Wait, what are you guys talking about? There's an Al-Qaeda color warning?
There's a terror threat level. Yeah.
She's young. Yeah, they came up with some stupid color-coded thing, like yellow, red, you know, orange, and it all has to do with what the level of danger is from terror strikes or whatever.
Just in all of the United States? Or
I guess, yeah.
I mean, it was never below yellow, I don't think. So it's like the Australian fire hazard thing, where high is its lowest setting, and then... it goes all the way up to, like, cataclysm or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and he even says, we're going to put in place a color-coded system that brings a level of clarity based on where we are, something similar to the terrorist alert.
Wow. But there already was something like that. I remember at the beginning.
Here it is, from the Homeland Security Advisory System. It starts out at low, and then goes up to guarded, and then medium, and then high, and then I think very high.
Does it say where the current level is?
It doesn't. Yeah. I'm sure I can find that, though. What is the current terror threat color?
It must be at some fear level, like you were saying, never lower than yellow.
We definitely already had something like that because at the beginning
of COVID?
Yeah, at the beginning of 2020, or, you know, the middle of 2020, my sister was going to come visit me in Texas, and she was in Utah on a military base, and my dad wouldn't let her go because if she went to a place that was like a red zone, like San Antonio supposedly was, then my whole family would have had to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Oh, right, because of military requirements.
So there definitely was a color code. Like, I don't see how he thinks it's new.
Well, there are. I think there was a national level kind of color coding that they assigned to different areas of the country, like you're talking about. But this will be just for New York City.
So
New York City now has its own, or will, when he takes office in a couple weeks.
To answer the question about the current terror threat level, the whole idea, I mean, they wasted billions of dollars of taxpayers' money on this stupid idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's so irrelevant now that we don't even have a color-coded threat level.
Mm.
It's just a bunch of text. So
wow.
That's how useless and irrelevant it is.
He says, if we hear green or yellow or red, New Yorkers should know automatically that this is a moment that we should be taking extra precautions.
Wait, so even green is extra precautions?
Of course. Adam said
the lowest threat level. Is high for a reason.
He said the city had to be more clear with residents about the threat of COVID. He said, quote, we have to speak in one language and a clear language on how we're going to push back on these increases.
So he's saying New Yorkers are stupid.
Oh, God, it's yellow. I'm scared. I mean, that's basically what he's saying. These people aren't scared enough, so we have to make them convinced that, oh, no, code yellow. Code yellow in New York City.
He also said he would consider implementing vaccination requirements for the city's 1 million public school children if his health advisors recommend the move, and you know they will, because I bet you they're the same health advisors that are advising the current mayor.
I would imagine.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, is whenever politicians change over, people always think like, all right, we got the Democrat in, or all right, our Republican guy's going in. But the bureaucracy itself almost never changes.
You would think people would know that. Fauci was the guy under Trump and Biden.
Yeah.
Nothing changed.
And I think he's been there since, like, I don't know, the 80s.
These elected leaders are just that. They're just mouthpieces pushing the ideas that these bureaucrats give them.
Oh, and by the way, Trump apparently was on some kind of interview with, I think, Bill O'Reilly recently, and he's pimping the vaccine. So for
because
those,
that's what the bureaucrats have told him to do.
Right. Well, I mean, he's not even in office anymore, and he's still, you know, toting the official line on the vaccine. So, like, you know, people thought Trump was somehow with them and, you know, against the system or against the swamp. It's like, come on, wake up.
They're all the swamp.
He's in on it.
All of them.
Yeah. 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. But it's not just about New York City and what the plans are for the tyrant elect there. Bonnie's got a creepy story about what the legislature is going to be considering in a couple weeks there as well. It's free time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer is holding off until next year to submit its COVID vaccine data for children under five. The drug maker announcing a delay in submitting data after finding that two small doses of the vaccine don't generate an effective immune response in children under 5 years old. Pfizer has amended its drug trial to add a third dose for young children. That means it's unlikely that younger kids will have access to the vax before the second quarter of next year. This as, according to Johns Hopkins University, there were 70,815 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Sunday and 137 deaths. Jury deliberations are underway in the trial for Ghislaine Maxwell, the woman accused of recruiting young women for convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. This is USA Radio News. A strong earthquake is being reported off the coast of Northern California by the U.S. Geological Survey. The preliminary 6.2 tremor struck around 12:10 Pacific time Monday afternoon, about 45 miles southwest of Eureka. The National Weather Service does not expect a tsunami warning will be issued. There are no reports of injury or damage. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats won't give up on passing the Build Back Better Act. Pelosi adding she believes West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin will come around and end up voting yes to help pass the legislation. The California Democrats' comments come a day after Manchin vowed to vote no on the social spending package if it stays in its current form. All three major stock indexes losing 1% amid a global sell-off at the closing bell, the Dow losing 433 points. The S&P lost 52 and the NASDAQ fell 188. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Here, if you want, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to a couple of our supporters on AMPS, which is the new way to support Free Talk Live. Advertise, market, promote, and support. That's what the money that you might contribute allows us to do. We ask for $5 a month, but some people go way and above the call of duty, and the gentleman tonight here, I want to point out, JCOM3030 is a new diamond level supporter. I added a new level since sometimes we get...
I saw there were a few new ones, actually.
Yeah, that want to go a little higher than $25 a month. So I think diamond is $50 a month. So thank you, at least, JCOM3030. And also Michael Lamau, I hope. I'm sure I'm butchering his last name. He's also a platinum level. Thanks to the both of you guys. Definitely appreciate the support over on our new program, amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you over to our Patreon page where you can learn more about, you know, some of the perks that you get access to as a supporter. And one of those is the chance to win the upcoming BitBox giveaway that we're going to do on New Year's Eve. We'll be here doing an after show. So once the radio show is over at 10 p.m. Eastern, we'll take a little break, take the dog out for a walk or whatever,
and then probably at around 10:30 we'll start up an after show called Freer Talk Live, which does not have the FCC restrictions because we'll be internet only, and then we'll do the Bitbox giveaway somewhere in that episode as we ring in the new year here on Freer Talk Live. So the Bitbox, by the way, is a 100% open source hardware wallet. So if you've got Bitcoin, Ethereum, or Litecoin, you definitely want to check out the Bitbox. Go to box.freetalklive.com. You can get one for 5% off by using code FTL over at box.freetalklive.com. But if you're one of our amps, then you qualify for that drawing at the end of the year. So check out amps.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about the latest out of New York, and specifically New York City first, with the mayor-elect, Eric Adams, who made some headlines before he was elected for being pro-Bitcoin. He was saying he wanted New York City to be the biggest Bitcoin city anywhere, I guess.
Oh, Keene already beat him on that.
Oh, yeah. Keene kicks every other American city's ass. Now, there are a couple of international cities that...
Tokyo has a speed, I think.
No.
Really?
Way.
I thought they did.
With the population they've got in Tokyo?
Well, per capita, no.
Yeah, I always look at per capita.
Per capita, isn't it in the world that Keene is number one?
I don't know. It's been a while. I did update the coin map recently again. I went through and I did an audit of all of New Hampshire, and a lot of businesses had gone either under or...
We definitely beat Manchester and Portsmouth, so I don't see how we're not number one in the world.
I mean,
Portsmouth has probably gone under fast.
The last I looked, Caracas was pretty solid in Venezuela. But then
that makes sense.
But then again, auditing that is hard to do, right? Like, because I can't easily call the Caracas vendors up and ask them, hey, you still take Bitcoin? So you don't know how many are truly accurate, whereas our number is actually
El Salvador
accurate.
Just doesn't count, right?
El Salvador shouldn't count because they're doing it by law.
Yeah.
So that's a great point.
Well, and it's also Lightning Network, so it's trash.
Yeah, that's true as well.
Fake Bitcoin.
And there's another city, the Ledger series that did the short documentary about the Crypto 6. The Ledger is another hardware wallet company that has a YouTube channel, and they did a really great 10-minute long documentary about the Crypto 6, which is me and Aria and Nobody and some other great people that we love a lot. That was a fantastic documentary.
It was very well done.
You can see it over at freetalklive.com. It's one of the posts from the last month or so. You can just scroll down the page and you'll see the video there. But if you go to that channel and you look at the previous video, it's about a city in somewhere in Europe. I don't remember where offhand.
Wasn't it Spain?
No, well, I don't think it was Spain. I think it was more the northern
Portugal?
Part of... No, I think it was more the northern part of Europe. But anyway, somewhere in Europe...
New Zealand?
No, where they call it, like, Bitcoin Cash City or something like that. Or Bitcoin
so it's a
City.
Bitcoin Cash Mecca?
I think so. I think
okay.
So. And so I have not compared it. I did not go and check it, but it sounded like they've gotten a lot done there because there's an actual company that... going around pitching businesses on taking cryptocurrency.
Oh,
whereas,
nice.
Whereas here in New Hampshire, we just kind of, we kind of do it whenever we can, and you and I, Aria, can't really do it as much because we can't actually spend it. I won't ask somebody if they take crypto if I can't actually pull out my wallet.
I know, man, it's
such
an awkward thing. I will still ask them because, I mean, especially if I know the answer is going to be no, just because I know that it's just one more customer for them who has asked them about cryptocurrency. And
yeah,
eventually someone like Chris Wade can go in there.
True, but I feel bad if I can't. Cannot do it myself, I don't want to ask him about it because then I feel like I'm being disingenuous.
Well, see, I would feel that way, but I'm still going to go back to that store if
true.
They take cryptocurrency, and I will just spend USD and give them, USD simply because I support their taking cryptocurrency. And
right.
If the owner's there, I maybe even explain that to him. It's like,
yeah,
look,
true.
I would love to use crypto here, but because the government is sort of cross with me at the moment, I can't do that,
right.
So here's some dollars instead.
You don't think that would spook him? To tell them that
I wouldn't put it that.
Yeah. They kicked my door in, pointed guns at me.
They did threaten to shoot me at one point, but hey, look, I support that thing.
It's
so
worth it.
Good on you.
Yeah,
I would instead tell them, oh yeah, I forgot my crypto at home or something.
So
well, no, because that would be a lie. I don't have access to it right now. There we go.
So back to this Eric Adams guy in New York City. He's going to be taking over the mayorship there after the current tyrant leaves on January January 1st. He's talking about putting in a color-coded system for COVID fear, and then goes on saying he's considering implementing vaccination requirements for the 1 million public school children if that is recommended to him. He's open, he says, to requiring booster shots for New Yorkers to be considered fully vaccinated and thereby be able to enter into bars, restaurants, and cultural venues. So it's a guarantee at this point. I mean, with language like that, he's basically saying he's going to do these things, right? Like, he hasn't, he's just not committing to it. He's just saying.
He's waiting until a bureaucrat tells him to do it.
Right. Well, my health advisor said we need to have children vaccinated, that we need booster shots for all New Yorkers, so I, the mayor, am going to implement that. So he's not the official mayor yet. He doesn't have a health advisor yet, but on January 1st, he will.
And this is why the machinery of government never changes, no matter who people elect. They think, oh, Obama's going to go in and change it, but those people behind him, the advisors, never, ever change. People don't realize it. You know, they think, oh, we got a new mayor. Everything's going to be totally different, except the people telling that mayor what he needs to do are the very same ones that were telling the previous mayor what to do. And you expect anything to change?
Yeah, here he actually just spells it right out, like exactly what we were just saying, quote, we're going to continue to have this soft touch to tell parents we need for you to vaccinate your children, but if we reach the tipping point that the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene is saying, Eric, we need to put a mandate in place for our schools, then I'm going to follow their advice, he said. If my Department of Health and Mental Hygiene says, Eric, we need to be mandating booster shots, I'm going to mandate booster shots.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to do whatever my handlers tell me to do.
I can't believe that they're even trying to say that they're the ones on the side of mental hygiene.
Or that they're having a soft touch at the moment in New York City and any way, shape, or form. So, anyway, he takes over in less than 2 weeks at this point, and he's weighing whether to reappoint the city's current health commissioner. I like him, Adam said of Dr. Dave Chalinsky, or Chokesky? He's one of the names we're considering. So I guess he could, if he wanted to, put somebody else in the position.
In one of thousands of positions that are constantly advising him.
He's probably just another talking head. I'm pretty sure even like Fauci's just a talking head for his bosses.
Also true. I mean, for every mayor, there's 1,000 bureaucrats behind him telling him what to do, and there's 2,000 bureaucrats behind those 1,000 bureaucrats telling them what to do, and then there's 5,000 behind those.
Oh, and then he points out something that we've heard before from the prime minister of places like New Zealand and in Australia, where they've been using this excuse there. He says, I don't want my city closed down again, and it's going to take a lot for me to close down the city again. So what he's saying is he wants to manage the cases through mandatory vaccinations.
That's not at all what he wants to do. He just wants to put it off so that he doesn't sound like a bad guy. He's going to shut down New York City. Absolutely. All of these people saying, I don't want to do it, but if it comes to it, they're just going to do it eventually.
Well, yeah, and he'll say eventually, well, you guys made me do it because you didn't get the vaccines when we said to get them. Y'all had just gone out and gotten to 99% vaccination.
I totally understand it. I made my last boyfriend punch me because I talked back to him.
There's more coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Phones open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you, it's Ian.
Bonnie.
And Aria.
So we're giving you some the updates from one of the worst places to be in the United States, New York, and specifically New York City. We're going to move out from New York City and look at the whole state and see what sort of awful things they have up their dirty sleeves. Before that, we're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here again. 603-283-6160.
I can't imagine how bad New York City really is now. I mean, even before COVID-19, New York City was an abysmal, dreary, awful place in my experience. It's just full. It's like our Matrix server if it was a city.
Did you go there?
Yes.
What brought you to the city?
I passed through briefly. The very first time I came through New Hampshire, actually, Muslims for Liberty needed to pick up some clothing at an Indian shop on 7th Street. So we ended up right there.
Where was that, like Queens or something?
In downtown. Downtown is all I know.
See, there's different boroughs, right, in New York City. So you got to get the 7th Street could be in Queens, or it could be in the Bronx, or it could be in Manhattan.
It wasn't in the Bronx. I remember that because we passed through the Bronx upon leaving.
Did it look kind of like upscale and fancy?
No.
Okay.
No,
then it was probably not Manhattan. Not that it looks that fancy in Manhattan, but it's nicer there a little bit.
The very first thing that happened when I got there was observing two very heavily accented New Yorkers having a very loud, animated argument about a parking space.
Oh, okay. Welcome to New York.
It's Seinfeld 100%. Very first thing that happened to me in New York City is I got to see that.
That sounds believable. Did any cops choke somebody for selling cigarettes while you were there?
Not while I was there.
Okay. That happened there, too.
It did.
Yeah. So we can continue here with the latest tyranny from New York. Because remember, things that happen in New York and in California, they tend to spread. And indeed,
Boston is now announcing a vaccination requirement for indoor activities. We can tell you about that, too. But first, Sam is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sam. Sam? In Ohio? Going once. Sam in Ohio going twice. All right, well, let's see if we can... Maybe he's in a bad cell or something. We'll give another chance in a bit. So, Bonnie, you've got a pretty creepy story out of New York State. Now, normally, I have a policy against talking about potential legislation just because most of it, you know, a lot of it doesn't happen, right? Like, sure. There's a lot of stuff that's proposed in front of any legislature, and most of it probably doesn't get passed. But every now and then, there's something that is so bad and so potentially egregious, and since it's New York, so likely to pass. What have they got, Bonnie? What's going on?
Basically, they want to turn New York into Australia, like Australia number two.
Mm-hmm.
Says, this is from Reason, and it says, New York bill would let the state put people in detention if deemed a significant threat to the public health.
And they define a significant threat to the public health as being someone who is unvaccinated?
I think they can define it however they want.
It's just up to the governor's discretion in the wording. It's so...
Well, governors have never abused their power in the past, so it'll be fine.
New York lawmakers are mulling a bill that would allow the state to detain anyone carrying or suspected of carrying a contagious disease that makes them a significant threat to the public health.
Right. Now, we know that COVID isn't a significant threat because 99.98% of people who actually contract it, those at least we know have contracted it because there are a bunch of people who contracted it.
Yeah, I'm not counted in their statistics, right. And I got COVID for sure and survived just fine.
Right. So of those who are statistified about their contracting COVID, 99.99 whatever percent, they beat it. So it's not a significant threat to anyone, but that's not how the government is treating it. They are acting as though this is the end of the world and that all COVID is dangerous and that people are dying left and right. And so therefore, they are absolutely going to say that anyone who has contracted COVID or, as you said, suspected of contracted COVID is worth putting into these detention camps.
Yep. Democratic Assemblyman N. Nick Perry of New York's 58th District spearheaded Bill A416, which holds that the government may order the removal and or detention of such a person or a group of such persons in a medical facility or other appropriate facility or premises designated by the governor or his or her delegee. I've never heard the word delegee.
Someone to whom you would delegate, I suppose.
So, essentially, they're saying that the governor can decide to put you in a hospital or some other, quote, designated area.
Something they haven't come up with yet.
Well, they'll start with a ghetto.
Well,
right?
it'll be appropriate.
Well, yeah, a ghetto would totally be appropriate for the downtrodden, the outcasts.
The diseased.
Yes, that's the word I'm looking for. The undesirables.
Well, New York City's got plenty of, empty old tenement buildings or whatever.
Yeah, those are perfect. Right?
Just where all the homeless people are shooting up drugs and stuff.
Probably rats.
Yeah, oh yeah, all that.
Yeah, I mean, it'll work just fine. And nothing like this has ever happened in human history, so nothing to be concerned about.
Except what's happening right now in Australia. Because that's happening now. By the way,
before
you go on, oh, is it happening? They've got the quarantine camps there, too?
Oh, I thought that it was.
I mean, I would believe it if you told me they did.
Yeah, they're as bad as Australia, so they probably did.
I haven't seen it myself. There was some TikToker, I guess, who did a little tour of her Howard Springs resort down in Australia, which is like the main quarantine camp that they've been promoting. You've seen the pictures of the girls in bikinis out on their front porch, right?
Yeah.
So there's this whole propaganda campaign about the quarantine camps and how it's not that bad. This girl walks through her...
I mean, I can show you countless of videos of Uyghur Muslims saying that being in Chinese prison, being re-educated, really isn't that bad. They're thankful for the experience.
Because the Chinese government told them to.
Yeah. Why would I believe anything different here?
There really are videos of the Uyghurs saying stuff like that. Oh, wow, I didn't know.
Yeah, I think it was actually Jeremy Kaufman, one of the board members of the Free State Project and the creator of Library, who pointed this out. He said, if Hitler had, was around today and, Hitler was doing his camps today, he would be paying TikTokers to, go through there and talk about how they weren't so bad, right? Like, that's literally what's going on.
Hey, well, give you some extra rations tonight, but you gotta
right.
make a video about how well you're treated here in this concentration camp. Hitler yep. would absolutely be doing that.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that the Australian government is running concentration camps or anything like that, but I'm saying they're no more trustworthy than was Nazi Germany. They've all got the same goals. Every government has mm-hmm. always had the same goals.
Well, I'm going to say that they are running concentration camps because, by definition, they are concentrating people in camps. Well, now, they may not be executing them at this point.
You can trust them, Ian. Listen to this. They're being really responsible with their power in New York.
In New York, okay.
A confirmed carrier would be released only after he or she is no longer contagious, and a suspected carrier could be set free only when the government proves that he or she is not infected with or has not been exposed to such a disease. So it's fine.
You'll be our prisoner unless you submit to a COVID test.
Yes, that's right.
And then you have to test negative.
Yeah, and we will keep you for as long as we feel like it.
And the government has to prove that you're... Hold on. The wording of this is confusing. This has to be unconstitutional. They have to prove that you're not
sick.
Oh, no,
it's an emergency. So it's okay. The Constitution doesn't apply.
Yes, but it's their job to prove that you are sick. It's not your job to prove that you aren't, right?
Well, they will force you.
Right, but that's...
Or you'll stay there forever.
That's the unconstitutional part, right?
Well, it's the state
it's
of emergency.
Emergency.
Haven't you ever heard of the state of emergency doctrine? All the government has to do, the government gang, they just have to say, it's a state of emergency!
It's for the common good.
Then the Constitution doesn't apply anymore.
See, and the Constitution sucks anyway, but even if it did work, it was not framed with the idea that anyone in the government could just go, oh, no, this is too serious. That Constitution thing no longer applies. That was never intended to be possible within the parameters of the Constitution. Obviously, the Constitution didn't work, but that entire mindset is unconstitutional itself. But again, the Constitution sucks anyway, so screw it.
Yeah.
Well, those who may have been in contact with the alleged carriers may also be detained and released when they test negative for the malady in question, or if the suspected carrier was...
No, hold on.
So they're not limiting this nonsense to COVID-19.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is open-ended, right, as far as what this could be.
It doesn't say anything about COVID-19.
Yeah, it's going to be used first on the COVID cases. And what they're talking about with the contacts, that's exactly what they're doing right now in Australia.
Yep.
They will arrest anyone who has come into contact, allegedly, with someone who has COVID. And how do they get that information? They talk to the person. Like, who'd you talk to recently? Oh, I saw my aunt and my uncle and my boss and, like, you know, whoever.
They're coming with me.
The bartender. You know, then they just go and they grab all those people. And the way they have that written, that sentence that you just read, Bonnie, I don't know if you can read it one more time, but the way it's written, it says, like, oh, it just sounds like you'll just get rounded up, tested, and released if you... No.
They'll be detained and released when they test negative.
Yeah, but remember, if you just came into contact with somebody, you might not test right away, right? Like, can't it take a few days for you to kind of start showing the evidence on the test?
All the more reason not to talk to cops.
Yeah, exactly. More coming up here in moments. They're probably going to do what they're doing in Australia and keep you there for at least 2 weeks.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.